Anything we want to talk about before we get to this guest, Wood?
No, let's go right to our guest.
Okay, we talked about this guy on Friday. Roger actually brought it up on the news. He was very, very interested in this swapstartyourbiz.com. And this guy just rolled up his sleeve, young man, and started a business. It's very interesting. We want to talk to him. Randy Cady is his name. How are you, Randy?
I'm doing good, Tom. Thanks for having me on.
Yep, say hi to Woody Vincent. He's the main
man. Hi, Woody. Sorry, didn't mean to leave you out there.
That's all right. So tell us a story. What's the idea? How did you have it, and how's it going?
Well, the idea I've had for about 8 years. It's something that's just been percolating in my mind, and unfortunately I'm not going to disclose it, but I will tell you that it's an Internet database. And at the time when I came up with it, the Internet just wasn't even there, and so it's now getting to the point where what I want to do can happen with just all the new applications and all the different languages and stuff. So what I need to do is I need to raise capital, but unfortunately I just don't have it, and I don't want to go to a bank, and I don't want to put my family's financial future in jeopardy by mortgaging the house or anything like that. So what I'm doing is I'm being a little bit creative and thinking outside the box, and I inherited 30-plus years of National Geographics from my grandmother back in 1999 when she died. So I'm trading each of those issues, one issue at a time, for something bigger and better.
So how's that look?
Well, it's a little bit slow, but, you know, I kind of understand that it's going to be slow because trading is not for for everyone, but it is working. I'm about at 30 trades, and I'm up to about $1,000, and my goal is $500,000, and I really feel like I can do it.
So you're trading every one of those things for something bigger, and then when you get something bigger, what do you do? Then do you go trade that?
Yeah. Actually, I don't expect to trade all 380 issues. I'm hoping to get about 50 of the issues traded up to about a $10,000 mark. And so what I'll do is each trade will get bigger and better, and once they reach $10,000, you know, that type of value, then I'll go ahead and sell it, and then hopefully I can get up to the $500,000 mark.
Wow. And so people...
Yeah.
And you've got also, if you go to swapstartmybiz.com, it's insane what you've traded for. So you traded one magazine for a bunch of knick-knack collectibles. And you're not it says you're not a knick-knack collectible comic type of guy, but you're plenty of people in the world who are. So you traded the magazine for a butterfly digital clock, an eggplant teapot, a honey pot, two pewter palm tree votive candle holders, a cute teddy mug, a ketchup, salt, and napkin, salt, and pepper shakers, and basically what you're going to now do is parlay that trade into more trades, right?
Exactly, and that was my very first trade, and I was really proud of it, but I've kind of gone away from like a lot type thing. That person offered me a lot. What I want to do is I want to stick to one item to one item so that each item will get bigger and better each time.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
Now, aside from your website, how do you advertise what you have to trade? I mean, you don't stand on the corner with have magazines, we'll trade for car.
Right. No, I don't do that. That'd be an interesting way to do it, though. essentially, I'm using Facebook, MySpace, Twitter, Craigslist, any social network that I can possibly access just to reach anybody and everybody. I'm even using eBay Classifieds.
It's crazy. The one National Geographic that I thought about when you said that, I thought, I wonder if he's got that June 1985 issue of that haunting woman, that one photograph with the beautiful eyes, and I see already grabbed that baby, and you traded that for two African-framed masks. So that's
pretty
cool.
Yeah, that was one of the first ones to go, and I really kind of thought I should hold on to that one, but, you know, you got to start somewhere.
Here's the neat thing about you. You figured out something that you want, and you said, I'm going to figure out some way to get this done. And win, lose, or draw, it's been an amazing experience for you, and you've gotten some terrific exposure, haven't you?
I have, and, you know, things are just starting to roll right now. You know, I'm after the bootstrap capital. I don't want investors, because when you start getting investors, that's when the waters get muddy. You lose control, and I just want to keep control of my vision of what I want to do.
And what's this business going to be that you're going to do, or are you not going to tell us that?
I'm not going to tell you. All I'll tell you is it's an Internet database. It's very interactive. It's something that I have pre-qualified. I'm not just doing this willy-nilly. I've had this this idea for over 8 years, and I've worked in marketing and advertising. I have gone to the people that do internet design, do internet databases. I've pre-qualified. I said, you know, this is my idea. What do you think? And all of them were just shocked and amazed, and they said, you know what? To do what you want to do, it's going to take anywhere between $75,000 and $100,000 just to get the just to get the database built. But we think you should go for it. And so, with their prompting, I'm doing it. I mean, like I said, I am using every resource that I have in my book.
Okay, it's SwapStop. So why don't you put something on your website to give us some sort of progress on what you're doing and how your little business program's doing? And sooner or later, you're going to show it to the world. But update people on that, because I'm more interested in watching you build your dream than I am about the National Geographic magazines. So I just that's who I am, and I love you, and I love what you're trying to do here. SwapStartMyBiz.com. Randy Cady, thanks a million for coming on, and keep us posted, okay?
All right, thanks a lot, Tom, and you too, Woody.
All right.